You know, my concern is for all these families, you know, they've saved up, you know, they're looking forward to it, the kids are looking forward to it. You know, my friend's children were, you know, in tears yesterday that they're not getting.
No, it's ridiculous.
Because they had been twice before. But what happens, you know, if they're not going to give a letter to say, no, we're not accepting you, how do you cancel, how do you collect on your insurance, if you have travel insurance? You know, when I was talking to them, I just asked them, you know, I just pretended that I had a sister-in-law who was booked to go in September.
I said,
what happens to her? She's Doherty. And they, you know, asked me all these questions. Were they booked straight through Dunrail or was it through Eurocamp? And I said, I wasn't particularly sure. And she says, well, it would depend. Security would have to make the decision. And I says, but I don't understand. If Dunrail's making the decision not to accept bookings from Doherty's, then surely it can't be left up, you know, to security. Like, is security going to look at you and say, oh, you're a good Doherty and you're a bad Doherty? I don't know. It was a great place to bring, you know, the children. We had a great time last year. There's so many people that go back year in and year out. This would have been this family's third time in a row, 3 years in a row going. And now they're just left disappointed and gutted and just shocked.